Leftists recoil in horror after Trump signs military MAGA hats. By Charlie Spiering on December 27, 2018. Media and Hollywood leftists predictably reacted in horror after President Donald Trump signed several Make America Great Again campaign hats owned by members of the military. Trump made a surprise trip to visit the troops in Iraq and Germany on Wednesday, spending time greeting the troops, snapping selfies, and giving autographs. Some of them brought Trump their MAGA hats for the president to sign. "Just awful," wrote actress Mia Farrow on Twitter in response to the news. CNN analyst and former member of the Obama administration John Kirby warned the troops that having a Trump campaign hat could be breaking military guidelines. "It is, in fact, a campaign slogan, that is a campaign item. And it is completely inappropriate for the troops to do this," Kirby said. CNN continued to air segments about the controversy. "It's just not appropriate in front of a military audience," retired Lieutenant General Mark Hertling said on CNN Thursday morning. Trump also signed a soldier's arm patch that read Trump 2020. In Germany, several soldiers brought their MAGA hats during their meeting with the president. Another soldier was spotted carrying a Trump flag. Philippe Reins, a former advisor for failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, doubted whether the troops even purchased their own hats. Trump's opponents continued to complain on social media. "As a former Navy JAG, I can tell you that engaging in partisan political activity such as flying a Trump flag or wearing a MAGA hat while in uniform is a violation of the Uniform Code of Military Justice and its implementing regs," wrote Pam Keith, a Democratic candidate for Congress in Florida. "That's a R32 offense for conduct unbecoming of an officer," wrote MSNBC analyst Malcolm Nance.